Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. Good evening, whenever you're listening to this. This is Nathan. It's the morning of Manchester United against Hull, the first game of the new season, and I'm very excited for. I thought we're doing a post-match pod later, but I just thought I'd put some words down before the game, seeing as Barney rudely didn't include me in the pod from the other day. I'm joking, Barney. So I just wanted to say something, because obviously if we go on and lose 3-0 at lunchtime, it totally changed everything, wouldn't it? So I just wanted to say a few things about how I feel, my mojo. They're basically the same things that everyone else answered the other day. I'm really excited, you know. I think realistically, I don't think we're going to be challenging for the league. Unfortunately, I think Arsenal have only strengthened over the summer. So I think I can't see past them winning it again, to be honest. But I think we should be there or thereabouts. Because, you know, we've no idea what a lot of clubs are going to turn out like. City could absolutely drop off a cliff, we hope. I think Chelsea are going to be up there. I think they're going to benefit the way that we did last year of having no Europe. Obviously, Xavi Alonso is a good manager. But yeah, enough about everyone else. I think we'll be there or thereabouts. I think I do think we will struggle a little bit with the extra games. And I do hope we have a lot more extra games in the cups specifically. Signing wise, I am really happy. I feel like there's a lot of people who seem surprisingly, even listening to other guys the other day, surprisingly down on it. I think I said at the very start of the summer that last summer was dedicated to basically refreshing the front line, wasn't it, with what we signed. Obviously, we signed Lammens as well, but it was predominantly front line. This summer, obviously because Casemiro leaving, is a total rebuild in the middle. I think the three that we've bought, you know, I didn't really know anything of that Santos, but from what I've seen through pre-season, he looks decent, he looks hungry to play, he puts himself about. Tielemans, you know, we've said this, I think he's class, and to get him for that money. And then Belieber, I think I'm hopeful. I have little bits of doubt that he's the only one I've got a little bit of a doubt about, because of the way that he did drop off last year. Not because I don't think he's good, because I do think there is a player in there and he is only so young, but the fact that he did drop off because his head was turned by us last summer, that leaves me a little bit cautious, just because that could happen again. If he's got that mentality in him to drop off like he did because of outside attention, who's to say it won't happen again if and when someone else comes in for him, or he doesn't fancy it with us. That's my only concern, because we've seen a lot of players who don't have the attitude. And this isn't me writing him off. I hope that he's brilliant. You know, he clearly did want to join United, which we've said is really important. We want to be signing players that want to join, and it feels like that's the way we've been doing our deals, is players that want to join, players with Premier League experience. great. So I'm 100% not writing him off. That's my only little niggling doubt in the back of my mind. But hopefully I'm wrong. What else? I think today, again, recording this 4 hours before kickoff. You know, obviously Hull are going to be up for it. It's at Hull, but I'd like to think we've got enough to see past them. And then obviously, you know, we've got another on paper decent fixture next week as well. So I think, you know, we've said this before, but I think our cards have been dealt well in terms of our starting few games to start off strongly. So yeah, I think that's it for now. I feel like every start of the season, you know, if you can't start somewhat optimistic the morning of a fresh season where you don't know what's going to happen, then when can you be, really? So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm having to work today, sadly. Not sadly if my employer is listening, but I am hoping to watch the game, so I'll make sure I do. So yeah, I will speak to you all. Me and Barney and hopefully Nick are going to do a pod post-match, and Coggy and Ben are going to the game, so hopefully we'll get a few more opinions from people who are actually at the game. So yeah, right, I'll speak to you all later. Goodbye.
Right, hello everyone. That was the Before with Nathan. This is Red News Podcast 312. And after this, we've got Coggy and Ben who are at the game. I'm going to try. It's after we've lost to Hull. That's not how I fucking wanted to start the season. I'm going to try not to throw my toys out the pram, but it's a massive wake-up call. Call it a warning. I wouldn't say we were complacent. We were very rusty, which I get with a World Cup, but you'd hope that all the plans and prep, it's lots of things after the event that you can say, yeah, hindsight's a wonderful thing. Me and Nathan will get into this in a bit. Nathan's kind of joined me on his Saturday. He'll say where he watched it. Nick's not joined us, but he was in a pub where they gave him a card that said, where are you going to spend eternity? Which will probably be the podcast photo. And the eternity has got me thinking, not here, not like this. You just want to start a Saturday and calm and soothe. Start the season calm. It still might happen. Beat Ipswich, but it just gives that opportunity for it all to, you know, the nags, the media, just everything. And hindsight's a wonderful thing. I wouldn't have started Heaven today because I think for the potential, but he has made rickets. I would have liked to thought, you know, you go into a game like this, you go with an experienced side. But equally, people were pointing out, you know, the defence has played. Look, it's the same defence as 2022. And Luke Shaw is getting found out today. And I suddenly thought, God, we do reward failure. Yes, he had a good season last year. But how many times have we said, oh, Shaw's been done for pace on the left? They were matching up on the left. Cunha, Rashford, Shaw were getting in each other's ways. And it was very naive, like annoying stuff that you'd think, you know, you're better than that. You're at a promoted club. Some people said, oh no, I don't want to play a promoted club because they'll be at it. I disagree. Hull are going to win 6 or 8 games. Yeah, fumes can take you so far. That Tiger stuff was fucking pathetic. Dig my head in. But you kind, you know, you quiet in the crowd, you just control the ball. And we didn't do that. And there was one point, it's not throwing, let's see. Baliba comes in. I would have started Manu, but the one nagging thing is, and this is an ongoing thing, is we don't really know, we don't have the nous when we've got face teams in the second half where they play 9 against the ball. We don't have that nous to like just do a little bit differently. We did the same thing. And we possession, but I don't think we ever for a very long period have controlled the ball very well. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. No, I agree. I think this is why that I chose to want to do a little pre-match before, because like I said, I was like, you know, you can have all the optimism and it's, you know, obviously I'm not giving up straight away, obviously, but it was nice to have that freedom of thought before you get dragged down, you know what I mean? One thing I will say, like, obviously, like you say, it's hindsight, it's easy to say now. Like, I did say in my pre-match bit that, you know, I'm happy with the signing. I'm still happy with what we got. That wasn't me saying that I didn't think we needed more. And I think that today, what happened shows that we need more, don't we? Like, the one thing, like, obviously, like, I highlighted in our little chat, it was half an hour gone. We were obviously already 1-0 down. We can talk about how bad the defending was. But there was one opportunity. There was a I couldn't tell you who put the cross in. Someone put a cross in, and we had three players in the box. I think it was Dorgu, Bruno and Cunha, maybe, or Mbeumo or something. And it was a brilliant cross in, and no one was getting on the end of it. And that is, like, I'm not saying that if we had a striker on the pitch, he would have scored. But we need someone who is that, like, focal point, don't you? You need that, yeah. You know, you need someone who will just tap the ball in. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, another thing that I said whilst we were watching it is, It felt like today that we had an awful, awful lot of players who were all sort of the same sort of player. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's, you've got your Cunha, you've got Mbeumo, you've got everyone sort of getting on top of each other. Sometimes you do need to have that player who's just camped out in the box, who is that focal point that. Because the number of crosses that we were putting in for nothing, there's no one there. Do you know, like, I know that Nick might disagree, but I do think that Rashford looked quite bright when he came on. Like, I know that no one really looked good, but, and maybe that's just damning praise, because I think that Dorgu really didn't look good when he was on. But one of my mates messaged me like midway through the second half. We're obviously already 2-0 down, and he said, like, sum it up, basically. And I said, we've looked shocking at the back, and we look toothless up front.
Yeah,
and I think that summed it up.
No, I put that in the tweet, toothless at half time, and like, because I like Sesko, he's one for the future. He's, you know, just come back from injury, but it's like that rustiness. I just didn't expect. Well, I woke up because I went to bed last night in my Man U madness thinking, God, the way we finished, it was a dead rubber game, you know, like totally dead rubber, so no consequence. But that game against Brighton, we finished so well. So I woke up this morning actually giddily, stupidly, naively like the team, confident that bloody hell, we're going to win today. We're actually going to win. And I felt, yeah, I had a buzz about me. Early game, you know, set the thing. And you just think, but Sesko's still one for the future. I 100% agree. I said it the other day. You know, we've got to get someone who's going to come on. Yeah, and if Mbeumo had got that, and it was a bit unlucky because the ball, if Mbeumo had got his chance 2-1, who knows? But you can't touch at straws. You want to, you know, like, what sort of message do we want to send out? I do think treading water like last season will be an effort, and we'll see that after today. So finishing third or fourth will be an effort, and I think we'll take that. It's not Man U, but we're not Man United anymore, you know. Like, so, but in taking that, you set yourself up today that it just allows those opportunities. And the frustrating, it's not miserable, it's not slamming the pints down. It's just like, fucking hell, United, just.
Yeah.
Just opening day at Hull, fucking first game, just like to ease the pressure and the rustiness. And there are some on Carrick, you know, like, he made substitutions early, was good. I thought Rashford, but there was a moment like our best, most attacking, most vibrant player was Harry Maguire up top. Yeah. And I suddenly had that nightmare where at Forest, me and Steve were going, bloody hell, Harry Maguire looks our most decent striker. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just a little bit, you know, like,
It was just, here we go again, wasn't it? And
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like say, we both goals, we were poor. Like, heaven wasn't great. Like, we like sort of called that out before they even scored, that he looked a bit shaky. I don't think Santos did any favors.
No one looked very, like even Bruno was absent.
Not and Bruno. I think it's the thing is that, you know, we're doing this at what, 5 o'clock, so it's been a few hours since. So I've watched the post like match interview with Carrick, and the worrying thing is that have you seen what he said?
No, because this is how bad and childish I am. Football doesn't exist.
The only clip that I've seen...
I've not even seen any scores now.
Yeah.
I've not even seen the rest of the game.
The only clip that I've seen is him saying, basically saying, a lot of the performance will be forgotten because of the result. As almost to say, well, the performance was good, but we lost. But we did, that performance was not good. Like, there was nothing in that performance that... Do you know, it's not like we could say, oh, yeah, but that was good. That I don't think there was anything in that performance that was worth writing home about.
No, the nous, the just the intelligence. And that, the Bruno and Tielemans, you know, the giving the ball away, that's... It's just we do things like as a team, as a collective, when we're bad, and it's only his third defeat in it, you know, since January, so perspective on that with Carrick. But when we're bad, we don't have, like... a team that can carry players. It's just like they're all bad. When our off days are properly off days, it's like, oh, he had a bad game, sub him off. It's like you could take 5 or 6 or 7 out, you know. And like, and I just thought there were points. Masrau, he had a good World Cup. Cunha had a good World Cup. And Brenmo's got a point to prove not being at the World Cup. Lemons has a point to prove, you know, how it ended for him. There's that Manu's got a point to prove. And I just thought, come on, come out fighting, but bollocks, you know. Dorgu was the old Dorgu, which I didn't see the second coming of Dorgu. So I didn't see that player when for the first 10 games or whatever. But he's young, you know, like, and I'm probably giving him exceptions, but that was horrific. That was really horrific from him. You can't get away with it. Will they bounce back? I think it's the plug the mag next week. Wes Brown says something like, you have a bad game, you bounce under Fergie, obviously, halcyon days, but you bounce back next week. You've got to bounce back. It's Ipswich. I don't know how they've done, you know, but you've got to.
I think they won today against Sunderland.
Please don't be bottom first day. I know it's fucking shit and all that, but it means nothing. And on a separate thing, I didn't like, and I'm one who thinks Rashford will have a good season. I thought he made a positive impact. He was, you know, he was all right today, but I didn't like him getting number 9 because it's almost like rewarding. The failure, and it's a bit of a slight to Sesko. And it's also, I get the psychology is probably, we're rewarding you with this, you give us something back, but you're getting a lot of money. And also it's like, well, what are you rewarding? Because it was atrocious end, and he didn't behave well, you know, the Belfast thing. So don't reward that. Yeah. And I just thought, I didn't like that message. And that was way before the kickoff. So it's not like after the event, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just this, like, Hull just, you could just tell they just wanted it more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that McBurney looked the most aggressive cover, you know, don't know how much stat bollocks, but how much ground he covered, but he looked like he was everywhere and wanted it. But you know, come on, fucking the team talk should be, this is Hull's first game in a few years, they're going to be well up for it. Shut them up, hold the ball, score a goal, shut, done. Close up, you know, like take a dirty win, but that was a dirty defeat today, and they're worse because they leave so many questions.
That was the worry. It's like we were, you know, Lammens had to make a couple of good saves before they even scored. You know, they had chances. Yeah.
But they had the warnings. That's it.
Yeah. We it was coming. We let them do it. You know, two goals from two central defenders, like the same sort of goal twice. It was. But then we had absolutely nothing. It didn't feel like we had any real chances going forward.
No, but that again, like, it's just little bugbears that if a team banks it so deep, we go left, then we go back, then we go left, and then we punt sometimes across, but then Sesko's not ready for it. And it's like, I've seen that radio quite a few times, even when we were winning games. And it's like, come on. And I know I mentioned the halcyon days of a Scholes chipping one in, but it's like, that's where you rely on Bruno. And like the worry I maintain during the grim times is when Maguire's there. It's like, isn't that where Tielemans and Bruno, you know, I think it was it you or Nick who said Tielemans should have stayed on. I don't blame any of the subs really.
It was Nick who said that, and it's like it was telling that it was Santos and Tielemans who went off, but then it was on that was almost to me like that was Carrick reverting to what he knew, because he was like, well, I'm just bringing on people that I've known for longer, you know, hoping that they would click more, maybe. I don't know. But it was telling that I was surprised it was Tielemans who came off. Like Santos, I got that, but I was surprised about Tielemans.
Did you hit in the pub? Did you hear the commentary?
Not really,
did
no.
You hear it? No, because they made the point when the subs were being made that McCoy was, I think, was saying, like the 11, you know, like you can look at, right, adding Belieber, but it said the subs bench is where it falls down a bit. And I did think, sometimes I do think, you know, I go with the wind really, but sometimes I think all that bench doesn't look, you know, we had three strikers, but for me, again, it goes back to what I said the other day, like cash in on Xerxes and get someone who's just going to get you 15 goals. You know, like that was the success of what was that Arsenal, you know, the one who's just left, Trossard, you know, like a good player at Brighton, you get him and he's just going to pop up and get goals. And Scousers did it a few times. They just buy little shits.
Well, I think that you know, this is, you know, why when through the summer, I know it's all like social media dickheads, but saying we should be spending, you know, we should be buying Elliot Anderson, blah, blah, like for 100-odd million pounds and stuff. One, we can't afford to do that. But two, like, we need bodies. We said this at the very start. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've signed three midfielder players. Like, obviously, we can say the jury's out on them. But we've signed them for just over the price of one big player. Do you know? We don't have the people. We can't afford, like, both in terms of financially and bodies, we can't afford to only spend big on one person. We need more, and I know that this is like, you know, but you can almost say like, obviously I didn't want to lose today, but it makes it like you're sort of glad that the transfer window doesn't close before the start of the season. Do you know what I mean? Because you'd like to think that Carrick or the club will be then like, yeah, we do need to do something else. Do you know what I mean? Like, We do need to bring someone else in, but
well, I'm very excited about Belieber. I do think, you know, I hope that last year 22, but again 22, you know, these players are going to make mistakes at 21, 22, but the override at this season is relentless. Straight from, you know, we've got the League Cup draw next week, then we've got the Champions League. You know, it will suddenly be fuck me, you know, like it isn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, you know, let's just see.
I'm
hopeful we qualify and from the Champions League, but that it is, if you see the run of games compared to, you know, obviously to a year ago, we have got no breathing space. It's bang, 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 game, and we've got to be ready for it. And we weren't ready today. Why?
Well, I made that joke in the group dinner, like, you know, hopefully joking, saying Eddie Howe's watching this with bated breath thinking he's got a job by it. No, but that's the thing.
It was a joke, but that's the thing.
You know, you lose today and there'll already be people on Carrick, won't there?
I know, but I can't do this.
No, I know. I don't want it. This is, for the listener, this isn't me saying anything like that.
But it
brings pressure on him, doesn't it?
Of course, because you have to beat Ipswich. You can't go into City one point. You can't go into City. This is why it was an opportunity, Holloway and Ipswich. Mm-hmm. But it's done. You can't fucking change it now. Right. We're back next week. So in person, I always prefer. This is lovely, but I'm probably, so we're going to start selling the mag at 2, but I'm going to buy Nick and Nathan a pint beforehand and pod because I haven't seen them. Got a good, unique, challenging mag. A story around Fergie, where blokes spent the weekend with Fergie, which is worth it alone. So we're back in person. Come and speak to us. Come and write in with your great stories. Appear on the pod. You know, in person, I'm going to go for a hate of the week, which is the Sky ad to promote the new season. Half of the ad is fans in the stadium, you know, outside, involving the fans. And then it went straight to and this game this weekend is Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning. You know, like, I just thought, yeah, the fans are so vital to this. We're absolutely going to shit on them from the off. And the hate of the week is just today, really. It's just, you know, and it's not, I don't know, like the optimism, and believe it or not, we are like, we do have a laugh. We are optimists in this. Just United beat us down, but it's just, you know, come on, no, please, can't do it again. Can't. Just let us be, the faint hope we've got is let's be laughing. Oh, do you remember when we lost to Hull and we went on that run? But you asked me honestly at the final whistle for, luckily, thank God we've got a couple of hours grace, because I feel a bit calmer than.
Well, it's in a couple of hours because Nick made us wait and then didn't turn up.
For Nick on. Right, any hate of the week apart from that?
I was going to, like, it was mentioned before about the way that Hull do that little mould by the Tigers thing. But I can't, like I was saying, they were doing that when they were 2-0 up. So I can't really begrudge them doing that, because it's even more embarrassing that we were 2-0 down. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're having to face that in the crowd, it's because you've been shit. Do you know what I mean? So fair play.
Yeah. But on a serious point, the thing that, and I'm not going, you know, but the thing that did enamour in was you didn't beat the bottom six.
Yeah.
This has to be an anomaly. You know, Hull will only win 6 or 8 games. You've got to fucking buck your ideas up starting next week. And yeah, fucking mauled by a paper tiger. But fair play the Red who brought the flag in. That's my editorial about what United are doing, because off pitch.
Explain, you know, what the flag was for those who didn't see it.
United are the biggest touts themselves, basically. So, which, you know, like five going into proceeding what the mags, you know, content five for 5.5. So fair play the Red who brought the flag in about Manchester United being the biggest touts of all. That's what we cover in the mag, you know, fighting the VIP, the hospitalisation, not the hospital, hospitalisation of the game. 5.5 grand for Derby Day ticket. Jesus Christ, what that's becoming. And the effect on the rank and file, having to prove yourself innocent when United think you're guilty and all that. So fair play that. Keep on the fight. Keep supporting the fanzines. And last nod to you, Nathan.
I think, you know, in, like you say, hindsight, I think we obviously should have won today. But they were up for it more, and that's the worry. Do you know what I mean? We've thankfully, you know, whether we've got any money to actually do anything, but we have got Belaba coming in, who arguably, you know, is going to be the most expensive signing of the summer. So hopefully is the most impactful that we're still missing. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, we all know that we still need, like, you know, other, we need that goal scorer. I was shocked that we didn't try and get Welbeck.
Yeah.
Something like that. Do you know what I mean? Where it was just like, I know that you want Watkins, and like,
if he's leaving, you know, like, and I can't stand Somerville, you know, going for the money in Saudi. But as Albert said to me, but Dad, if you were offered 4 times your wages, would you do it? Yeah. But yeah, you know, like, if Watkins is going, Jesus Christ, you know.
Yeah, come on. I think, and so, you know, you know, if by the end of the season we can say, yeah, well, we're sort of glad that we lost that game because it meant that we got a kick up the ass and made those last few, then great. But am I confident that we're going to be able to do that? Maybe not. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe that's just me, like, trying to cling to any sort of good thing from today, because
Ben's on the way back from Hull in a car playing. Things can only get better. So on that note, thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Glory, cheers, glory, lads. Man United. See you later. To the regiment.
Happy birthday, Ben.
See you later.
Hi, this is Coggy. I'm at my second match of the day. I'm at North Ferriby versus Campion in the preliminary round of the FA Cup as part of my quest to go to every round of this season's FA Cup. So I'm joined by Suzanne. So just regarding United, I think I said in the summer podcast when the fixtures first came out, so I was actually worried about this game today, them having the new promotion bounce. And to be honest, they were very average. It's just that they knew how to play against, I think, a very, very poor United defence. Get the ball wide and get the ball across into the box as soon as possible. I thought their set pieces, they always looked a danger, but they're an ordinary side and probably will get relegated. But so disappointed with United today. Don't think anybody played well. Maybe Maguire at times was okay. So Tielemans, okay first half, but both him and Santos in the second half were poor. Starting lineup, I couldn't work out. Well, more the formation. You've got Bruno and Cunha taking it in turns, basically, to a false nine or whatever you want to call it, one dropping back, one going forward. It just didn't work. We did look a lot more effective when Cesco came on, but I understand that, you know, he couldn't start the game. But yeah, very disappointed. Rashford got a decent response, actually, from United supporters when he came on, and he looks all right. But, you know, you've got to give Rashford the ball early, so he can run into empty spaces or run at defenders. By the time Shaw decided to run for 20 yards and then pass the ball to him, he'd got two guys around him, so he wasn't particularly effective. But very, very disappointed. But as it stands, after 10 minutes, North Ferriby are beating Campion 1-0.
It was just awful.
In what respect, Suzanne?
I don't think... We've obviously not had all our players back for the whole of the pre-season, and I think Hull had. But we just didn't play well. We were lucky at times. Some of our play was okay, then it hit a heel and stuff. But we were bullied from their set pieces. And there was only one team looked like they were going to score. Them, every time they got a set piece. Nothing. Neither team created anything from open play, really. A through ball from Abremo, and Lemons made a good two-handed save from another header. But I don't know. I just think it was... They just didn't play very well. I don't think we can read much into it other than that most of the players just didn't play well.
Well, as you can tell, the other person in our party, Paul, has buggered off because he's not interested in giving any comments. So, the feelings amongst the United supporters at the end of the game was very disappointing and negative. And we've certainly got to get our game into gear for next week, because Hull away and Ipswich at home is really two games where we should have got 6 points from, because I think the next two games are going to be a lot more difficult. But yeah, we were shit.
Hull City 2, United 0. Ben is in on the coach back from Humberside. Fucking stuck in traffic. To be honest with you, Barney, just really disappointing. Do you know what I mean? Do you know when you start a season with absolute optimism and hope and thinking, yeah, this season, you know, start off positively, start off strong. I guess the whole side were depleted as well. You know, they've had a fair few missing today, Hull, really. And we're just abject, really abject. It's like we can't play against teams that set out to not come in and attack us, you know. And then down the other end, it's just like, what we're doing. You know, the second goal especially, just napping, absolutely napping at the back. You know, free header, I hate free headers in the box. You know, make sure you get your man, mark your man. It's just all of them frustrating times, you know. It's like we've got no clue, we don't know how to break teams down. You know, we struggle to, you know, we're just hoofing it in the box, lump it in the box. Even when we bought Cesco, we just lump it in the box, there's no winners there. There's nothing, you know. The balls in the box are pretty poor. First half as well, poor. Just panicking and just shit. You know, multi-million pound footballers that can't get a ball in the box properly. Fucking irritates me. It's like we've got no clue. It's like we ran out of ideas. Bought Rashford on second half and I thought, you know, might be a little bit different, go a little bit different. But I'd have put Cesco on straight away as well. Because whatever was working was not working. And even when Cesco did come on, it still wasn't working. The size of their team compared to ours. It's just... They're winning everything. And then with the balls we were putting in the box, straight down the keeper's throat. I don't know, just fucking piss take, really. To be honest with you. Birthday bit ruined by by United again, but it is what it is. Zaina, what do you think of it?
Rubbish.
Zaina thought it was rubbish, Barney. But yeah, it's just, I still can't believe we're at this point when it's United side and they still can't break teams down. They still do not know how to break teams down. It's just frustrating. What do they do on the training field all week? You know exactly how Hull City were going to set up. They were never going to come out and attack us all fucking game. So what were we training all week? What would we be doing to try and break a team down? Because they looked clueless. Nobody seemed to know what they were doing. The pace, there was a lack of pacing. You know, there was a lack of oomph in our game. You know, you're 2-0 down, for fuck's sake. Pass and move. Move the ball quicker, get into space. And then sometimes, like, even in the second half, we're so slow to get out of our own area. Push out, get out sooner. Urgency. There isn't any again. I just don't understand how, under multiple managers, we do not know how to break teams down. And it can't be the managers. It must be these players. Do they not know how to do it? Are they incapable of doing it? It's just, I don't know. It's just so frustrating. But anyway, you said 3 minutes and I've got only 4 minutes, Barney, so I'll shut up there. We'll see you on Saturday. New issue of Red News out Saturday. Support the fanzine, support the new mag. And yeah, roll on, not Saturday, Sunday, innit? Just roll on next weekend. Ipswich at home, and you just hope for a better result, but we need to come up with a plan B, because if Ipswich do exactly what Hull did and exactly what AC Milan did, we're in trouble, because we just don't know how to break teams down. Anyway, Ben and Zayden here. It's going on, Man United, Zayden?
Going on, Man United.
To the regiment?
To the regiment.
Up the fucking Red News?
Up the fucking Red News.
Up the fucking Reds?
Up the fucking Reds.
Yeah. We'll see you in the next one.